This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, as we speak, app developers could be sifting through your Gmail. A new report in the Journal details how software developers are scanning hundreds of millions of emails of users who sign up for email-based services. The details, but first, these tech headlines. Japan's Ouzabase is ready to buy Quartz. Online business news startup Quartz is getting a new parent in Ouzabase, the Japanese firm focused on financial intelligence and media. The move is yet another sign of the rise of digital subscription models in news, as Facebook and Alphabet's Google dominate the volatile digital ad business. Quartz publisher Jay Lauf said he expects reader revenue to become the biggest source of growth for Quartz, though advertising will continue to represent the majority of business. Taiwan's tech secrets are under assault. Chinese companies are accused of poaching employees and stealing data from Taiwanese semiconductor companies in a covert war for the tech that increasingly powers the modern global economy. Taiwan is a self-governed island that makes two-thirds of the world's semiconductors. And Comcast goes dark. Cuts to two fiber lines caused a widespread system failure at Comcast late last week that knocked out cable, internet, and phone services around the country. We now learn that the system failure, which appeared to be confined to Comcast's network, also disrupted connectivity to services such as Netflix. Comcast said the damaged lines are owned by CenturyLink and Zayo Group. Coming up, tech's dirty secret and the app developers sifting through your Gmail. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. After promising last year that users could, quote, remain confident that Google will keep privacy and security paramount, end quote, a new Journal report explains how Google is currently letting hundreds of outside software developers scan the Gmail inboxes of millions. Here to talk about the app developers that could be sifting through your inbox is Wall Street Journal reporter Douglas McMillan, joining us from San Francisco. Hey, Douglas.
Hi.
So the users who it's, you know, open season on their inbox right now, they would have needed to have signed up for a specific email-based service, right? What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so there's a growing number of email apps and add-ons that are designed to kind of enhance the usefulness of Gmail and other email services. You may have seen some of the popular ones are things like Boomerang, which lets you schedule apps for sending at a future date.
Okay.
There's a lot of CRM or sales tracking software, such as Streak, that help you kind of manage your relationships with sales prospects. And then there are a number of different apps for shoppers that let you basically monitor all the receipts in your inbox to help you understand whether you overpaid for any items and automatically get you discounts for those things you overpaid. So these apps and these app developers are taking advantage of the fact that there are, you know, a lot of valuable bits of data about you coming into your inbox every day. And there's a lot of, you know, interesting apps that can be built from that data that benefit you. But as we've seen in our reporting, there's a lot of potential privacy issues. And there's a lot of marketers and other companies who you may not want coming into your inbox to find out that data about you.
Right. I mean, it's actually a little surprising, but I understand from your reporting that letting employees read user emails has become common practice for companies that collect this kind of data.
Yes, a common practice we discovered in reporting this story that I think would surprise most users is that a lot of these email data companies use computers to scan your emails, and they use machines and robots primarily to do that job. The surprising part, I think, is that in order to train those computers, in order to make sure they're working properly, in order to fix them when something goes wrong, they rely on human beings to step in the room in some cases and review what those computers are doing. So in some cases, we saw these app developers spending several days reading thousands and thousands of emails, some of them personal emails, to do things like build a new feature which would help the company craft automatic responses to email messages. So the computer was generating an automatic response to an email message that you might want to hit. Yeah, that's a good response. But in order to make sure that that was a good feature, they needed human beings to step in and say, this response makes sense, this response doesn't make sense. So there are human beings reading these emails at some point.
And I guess this is just something that is covered in those user agreements that we don't necessarily read thoroughly.
Kind of. The email companies say that this is all covered in their user agreements, but this is one case where the humans reading emails definitely is not explicitly said in any of these user agreements.
Okay.
And none of these privacy policies exactly say that people or human beings will read emails. Basically, they just say, we will read email. You will give us permission to read email. I think a lot of people, and you know, and even in 2018, wouldn't expect that means human beings. They assume that means computers.
Right. And I guess it's important to note as well that there's no indication that there was any misuse, correct?
Yeah. So, you know, a big reason that we were interested in reporting this story is because of what's happened with Facebook, which, you know, similar to Gmail here, they have tried to build up their social networking service by giving access to user data to third-party developers. Facebook, that they got into a little bit of trouble because they shared that access too broadly and without any, you know, very little policing of those third-party developers, which resulted in, you know, one data harvesting firm with ties to President Trump's presidential campaign getting access to user data and that developer misusing that data. So there's concern, I think, that someone could do something similar with access to your email data, which is a, you know, very sensitive set of information for many people.
Right.
It's more private and sensitive and important than what you have in your social networking profile. Yes, you make a good point. We have not found any abuse on that level or any instances of potential abuse with this Gmail story, but it's definitely the possibility is there. And Google is probably out looking for that potential abuse right now to see if, you know, they may have been affected by any similar bad actors on this technology.
Like you say, in this climate, the privacy concerns are in full force. How does Google address these concerns? What's the latest from them in terms of, you know, concerned users here?
Yeah. So one of the debates in our story is that the developers I've talked to, and I spent, you know, a lot of time talking to dozens of current and former employees at these developers. And a lot of the people say that really they saw very little evidence that Google was doing much to police these developers and enforce their own policies around what these developers can do with your data. Because I mean, Google at the end of the day, their main position here is that it's up to the user to handle their data responsibly. And if the user decides to give permission to these developers, these apps, to use their data, then that's on the user. But I think that, you know, in kind of the moment that we're in, where there's more focus on privacy and more focus on these large tech companies and their responsibility to help us protect our privacy, I think we're going to probably see Google start to do more and take more steps to ensure that, you know, they're policing the developers and make sure that there aren't bad actors in their platform. They are taking some steps, like when you sign up for, almost anyone can sign up to be a developer on Gmail, but Google will do things like look to see if your domain name is a company or a domain that has abused Google policies in the past, just to see if, like, you know, you're on a blacklist by Google. They're doing other things that are kind of just checking to see, you know, upfront if it looks like your app is on the up and up. But many of the developers I'm talking to say that really there isn't a whole lot of human review beyond that. And really, you know, a lot of people in this community think that it would be better if Google did more to kind of police this world, because, you know, it only takes, as Facebook saw, it only takes one bad actor to really mess this whole thing up for everybody.
Right. Really interesting article. You can read more at WSJ.com. Douglas McMillan, thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Tanya.
That does it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.